stuff. This is Anderson Penn's podcast number 317 for Wednesday, April 17th, 2019. This is Lisa, and that used to be Brian.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Okay. Now I got you in a good mood.
Oh, my God.
Did you read the news over the weekend?
I did.
Wasn't that crazy? I mean, we're not, you know what? I don't think you read the same thing I did. Local news. Local news here in Appleton, Wisconsin. There was a burglar arrested because he fell into a cement mixer.
That just sounds uncoordinated.
I know. They say he's a hardened criminal now.
It just tickles me how you think you're funny. Oh, please help me.
All right.
You know, we should say happy anniversary.
We should.
Go.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to Dave, who is our store manager. 5 years yesterday.
5 years.
You know what that means?
He's been suffering with us.
He is a saint.
Great guy.
Yes. Absolute saint. So that's, wow. He still speaks to us.
He does,
still shows up for work.
Yeah, I think it's Friday. I think it's the beer on Friday.
Beer 30. Yeah. Okay.
So happy anniversary, Dave. Thank you. Thanks for being here with us from the beginning.
Patient. So we love you.
We have this week a very lovely tray of pens to talk about. Normally there are pens on this tray.
But Brian took them all.
No, I didn't take them all.
Not yet.
I actually don't really have them yet.
I know.
But they're coming.
There are two new pens.
Three.
Oh yes, three. Two models.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're not. Of new pens that are on the way to us in the next week or two?
Next week, yeah.
Okay, next week. That's the next week or two. Aren't you awfully nitpicky today?
From Sailor.
One, we actually were tussling over, but I think you're going to win. The Sailor Pro Gear in navy with gorgeous rose gold trim.
It's
absolutely
a nice,
beautiful.
Nice looking pen.
What's the irony to that?
The irony to that is we saw this pen in Japan at Marzen.
Yes.
And I seriously considered buying this pen in Japan.
Because at the time, it was Japanese domestic only.
Still is.
Still is. There's just this one shipment.
Apparently, Sailor Japan decided they had too many of these pens and shipped a box to the U.S.
So we are only getting a few. We have put them up for pre-order. And when they're gone, I believe that's it.
That's what they tell us.
Okay.
So it's a regular production model in Japan, but and fairly new,
really pretty.
It's a really great looking pen. Really, really nice.
And it's the full size Pro Gear.
Full size Pro Gear, 21 karat nib.
This beautiful navy, but it's not so dark that you wonder if it's black or blue. It's really pretty.
The pink gold really makes it pop.
Yes.
Fine and medium nibs only. And we can't swap with anything else because it's a pink gold plated 21 karat gold nib. So,
yes.
The only other pen that actually uses that nib is the white Pro Gear that you have.
Yes.
Which comes with pink gold trim, which has a medium fine nib. But we don't, you know, that pen is scarce as hen's teeth. So
I have one and you can't have it.
Yeah. Fine and medium nibs on this Pro Gear. It's great. We got a very small number of them. Are coming, so I'm excited about that.
And what's the other one?
Well, there are two others. Sailor just, I think they came out with them this year. This is a new pen for them this year. We also saw this pen in Japan.
Yes.
I did not actually see this pen. I didn't put it in my hand, but the way it's described, it's a laminated ebonite king of pen. So it comes in two colors. Mm-hmm. There is beige and black, and yellow and black. And so this is like the modeled hard rubber, kind of a vintage look.
So is it like a swirly kind of speckly, or is it more like stripes?
Like a vintage, more stripey, not swirly.
But not striped.
No, okay. It's irregular. It looks like a vintage modeled hard rubber pen, but in beige and black and yellow and black.
Looks killer.
Really nice looking pen. King of Pen, 1911, of course, ebonite. I'm not sure what the laminate is. We'll have to see that when they come in. We're only getting a few of those. Medium and broad nibs. One of them we're only getting in medium, but it's like just like leftover week apparently in Japan for Sailor. So
you know, whenever any of the Japanese companies have like leftovers or you know cleaning out the storeroom or whatever, I am happy to be on the receiving
end of
that.
We'll take them. So yeah, yes. these are essentially available to bespoke dealers only, so they are not everywhere. Pre-order on those and. They should be in next week. So
awesome.
And it'd be pretty much your only chance to get them.
Yes.
I don't think this is going to be a regular thing. It's too difficult to navigate with
getting things in and
getting weird products that are not normally available. So
I love that though.
It's great.
Next up, we do have the Pelikan Edelstein Ink of the Year, the Star Ruby. It is a really pretty kind of a bright, darkish. It's not that bright, I don't think. But a really vibrant pink in your classic Edelstein bottle. I didn't swab it. So yeah, it's pretty dark. Dark and bright. It's very pretty.
Dark and bright.
Yes. Vibrant. Like my love for you.
Yeah, I'm sure. Can it be both dark and bright?
Yes.
Okay.
As opposed to light and bright.
I just love this bottle. This is just such a nice bottle. And if I didn't like my my Graf bottle that
for
I use
your shellac.
For shellac, I would use one of these.
I like really that it has slight curves to like so you can
the
hold
grip,
it. Yeah. Because if you're clumsy like me, that's what you need. So anyway, Star Ruby's here.
Isn't this the second time they've done a pinkish ink for ink of the year? Tourmaline.
Well, Tourmaline was kind of brighter.
It was kind of pinkish.
That was like a hot, lighter, brighter, vibrant.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, Star Ruby, Edelstein.
Yep. Now what?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
Well, we could talk about, let's talk about upcoming, we can do timeline here. So
okay,
upcoming
timeline.
Event. Sailor event in Chicago on April 29th. Now we've been hinting at launching something big on the 29th.
It's big.
it is physically big. It's about big. What is that? About what do we say? It's about 12 feet long.
I don't think it's 12 feet.
10 feet. It takes up more than one
gondola.
One gondola, which is what those are six.
Yes, in Chicago at our store in the Palmer House. Only, this will not be online, this will not be in Appleton at this point, in our Chicago store only, we are launching at the Sailor event on April 29th, the Sailor Ink Studio Inks.
This is awesome.
This is very cool.
So.
100 different colors, and this is massive. We will have them swabbed, but 100 different colors.
Yep.
In store only, we are, I think there's only one other place you can get them.
Yep, in the United States.
In the U.S. So yep. If you are anywhere near Chicago, you want to come, we are launching it on April 29th at the Sailor event. This amazing assortment of brand new ink available in the U.S.
So they come in the small, Shikiori size bottle. Great thing about it is, for those of us who can't speak Japanese all that well,
they're numbered.
They're all numbered. It's 123, it's 023, it's
769,
whatever.
It's whatever.
So all you have to do is remember the number. And the best part is they come with a little sticker in the box with the number on it. So you can put it on, wrap it around your
converter
so you remember what number ink you had in your pen.
We actually saw this for the first time
last summer
when President Hisa and his export people came to visit us in Chicago, and we all kind of attacked President Hisa's pen case and wanted to see what he had. I mean, aren't you wondering what the president of Sailor Japan carries? And he showed this to us, and we thought it was a great idea because by the time you fill your pen, 2 weeks later, you can't remember
what's in it.
I can't remember. And we thought that was just the best idea. Then they revealed this to us. So we've known for quite a long time that this was coming, and I am super excited.
It's going to be exciting. Inks are pretty exclusive. Reordering inks is going to be fun because it comes directly from Japan. So it's going to be good. So there's 100 different colors, and come down and check it out, the Sailor event on the 29th. So
yes.
That Monday, the 29th, we're launching Ink Studio.
Correct. And it's just a one-day event, correct?
It's just a one-day event.
Now, the ink will be there after that.
Yeah.
But the Sailor event with a boatload of extra pens, our sales rep Scott Hammer, Brian and I will both be there.
Probably these Ebonites and the Progi Navies if I have any left. Yep.
So we'll all be there. And it'll be a lot of fun, but come check that out.
So it'll be great.
And that is the week of the Chicago Pen Show.
Yes.
And what happened at the Chicago Pen Show 9 years ago?
I won 3 pens in the auction on Saturday night.
Did you?
No, I didn't. We didn't go to the auction that year, did we?
No, because we got married.
We got married 9 years
ago. So this year is the 9th anniversary of Brian and I still speaking to each other.
Are you going to wear your wedding dress?
I don't think I can get into it.
Yeah.
I got to work on that. So we got married at the Chicago Pen Show in 2010. And so, of course, that is up there in the top number one favorite show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's in the top. It's in the top number one, at least, if not higher.
So the Sailor event is the 29th of April. And then that weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is the Chicago Pen Show. Definitely come by. It's a great show. A lot of vintage, a lot of modern. It's really grown. It's out in
Hoffman
Estates. And what else do we want to say about that?
Just come to the show.
Why? Why do you want to come to our table?
Because at our table, we're going to be giving out coupons for the Chicago
store. Yes.
So. Stop by the table. We got directions in case you don't know how to get there, and a little coupon to entice you to stop in the store.
And then what?
Monday after Visconti. We'll just kind of quick run through these. Kohl's of London, Michael Hujara, who's the vice president, is going to have Visconti on Monday, May 6th.
My favorite part's going to be the carpool karaoke beforehand.
You keep saying that.
I know.
Nobody sings. I don't sing.
We're going to sing.
Okay. And then the following week, pilot event with John Lane.
Super excited about
16th
that.
16th and 17th. So we will have a good next couple of weeks.
Yes. Now for the Visconti event, Michael's got a couple special things planned.
That's what he says. I haven't talked with him in the last week. So he says he's got some tricks up his sleeve. He won't tell me what it is, but we'll find out soon enough.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm good with surprises. I'm patient.
Yes, you are. You live with me.
And
then the pilot event. So we are going to have a busy, busy May.
Yeah. May is going to be busy. Yeah.
Awesome.
So what time is it?
I don't know. Oh, it's booty call. Go ahead. You can say it.
It's time for booty call. And we're back here in the studio. We have the esteemed Mr. Eric Orozco.
That would be me. Hello, everyone. So nice to see you.
Master of ceremonies.
That's what they say.
All right. And what are we doing?
I'm here. I just came in the door. I don't know. What are we doing? I missed this.
It's time for booty call.
Booty call? Oh.
Yes.
That means I have to find somebody.
Yes.
Let's see.
Just start dialing. You know, all you need is 7 numbers. 10, actually. To see who you get.
Well, let me try. We have one person I can try here. Michael. Let's see if we can get Michael on the phone. I can get a speakerphone here.
Is it Mike or Michael?
I always do Michael.
Okay.
It's always safe.
Might be
it?
Mr. Michael. Ooh. That's 2.
Hello, this is Michael.
Michael, you must have known I was calling. This is Eric with Anderson Penn's podcast, and this is your booty call. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Your first task is to choose your teammate. You can choose either Lisa or Brian. Well, I was going to say or me. Lisa or Brian, though. Lisa or Brian.
I think Lisa wants to pick her.
Lisa is overflowing with enthusiasm to be picked. Does that mean she is your choice?
No, I'm going to go with Brian.
All right, he's chosen Brian. Which means our first question is going to go to Lisa.
Oh,
is that how I do this?
I don't know.
Yes, you tell us. What are we playing for?
A $20 gift certificate to Anderson Pens.
Okay, so if I win, I get $20. If Lisa wins, she gets $20. Michael gives us $20?
That's how it works.
That's how it works. Just keep this in mind for next month when you call
him. Yeah, I like this.
I don't think that's how it works.
All right, so Michael is playing with Brian.
Okay.
So the first question will go to Lisa.
Excellent.
We'll let you take the lead here.
Okay.
I know you know this one.
Oh, God.
I know it.
Oh, it's bad.
What company makes the ink called Avocado?
Private Reserve.
Told you you knew this one. Told you. All right, Michael, you know how this works. I'm about to ask Brian a question. If he gets it right, you're good. If he doesn't get it right, I'll give you the opportunity to answer in his stead. Are you ready, Mr. Anderson?
I am ready.
What company makes the ink called Green Green?
Oh, I know this.
You know I'm not an ink guy. This is Green Green is...
It's probably copywritten. Stop right now.
Okay.
Green, green. Yes. If I get this wrong, I'm going to know it instantly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Green, green.
Hey, let me rephrase the question. Hey. What ink company would name an ink green, green?
How long does he get? I think he's forfeited.
I don't think there's a... We don't have a timer.
We don't have a timer. however long as it takes... I want to say it's Diamine, but something tells me it's not. But I'm going to go with Diamine.
He's going with Diamine. Michael, he is incorrect. Do you know the answer? Who makes green green?
Oh, I know who it is.
Well, it's too late now.
I know who
Michael,
it is.
Michael, have I lost you?
No, I'm here.
No fair Googling this, Michael.
I know this one. I know it.
No, of course not. I'm going to say Robert Oster.
You are correct, so you get the point. Is that who you were going to go with, Brian?
Yeah, that was my second guess.
All right,
guess.
We are tied. We have done one whole question, and we're tied.
Jeez,
I'm tired already. Just give him the $20.
Mrs. Anderson.
Yes, sir.
Question number two for
yes,
you.
Yes, I'm ready.
What company makes a notebook line called the 1951?
A notebook line?
She gets the easy questions.
Yes, there's a whole line of notebooks. Well, maybe three. That's a line. Three a line makes. 1961.
Side, staple-bound, side. Don't you? You should know all these.
Well, 1950. Is it 1951? That would be Clairefontaine.
You are correct. You are now in the lead.
I was thinking retro 51.
Oh,
but
see,
they don't
I
make
wasn't even trying to fool you with that one.
I thought you were.
Mr. Anderson, are you ready for your question?
I'm going to get this one right.
Okay.
What company makes a notebook line called Heritage?
Oh, I know this.
It's Rodeo.
That's very good. 2-2, we are tied up. Michael, you just relax there. We didn't need you that time.
Now, what happens if we tie?
Tie goes to the caller.
Excellent.
So Michael would win in case of a tie. And I think we have tied before.
We have.
Yeah, last week. All right.
Question number three.
Yes.
To Mrs. Anderson. What company makes a pen called the Lilliput?
Kaweco.
I'm already writing that one down.
Come on.
Kaweco.
Mr. Anderson, what company makes a pen called the Logo?
Lamy.
Very good. 3-3. Question number four. Mrs. Anderson.
Yes, sir. Uh-oh.
I'm going to say I don't really know if you know this. No, you'll know this. What is the gold content in carats of the Lamy 2000 nib?
21.
Is that your final answer?
No. 14.
I'm going to give it to you because 14 is correct.
Okay.
21?
It's gold.
Yeah, that's gold. Mr. Anderson, to you?
Yes.
What is the gold content in carats of the Visconti Van Gogh nib?
Well, the old ones were 14.
I'm talking about the new ones.
They're steel.
So the answer is?
Zero.
Very good. We are still tied, 4-4.
Okay.
But now we come to the fifth and final question.
Oh, God. Okay.
Mrs. Anderson.
I'm ready.
What is the cost of a first-class U.S. domestic postage stamp for a standard-sized letter? How much is it to mail a letter in the States? Ooh.
52 cents.
I'm going to say no.
Oh, I have no idea.
I'm sorry you did not get that point. That leaves you at 4. Brian could take the lead here. It's 55 cents.
Is it 55?
Well, you just told him, so we can't... All right.
I'm not going to ask him.
55 cents.
I'm going to ask him a different question.
Wow. I get a different question.
Related, but different. What is, Mr. Anderson, what is the cost of a first-class U.S. international postage stamp for standard size?
I have no
idea. Then you'll
have
to guess.
International?
International.
$1.87.
I'm going to say that's incorrect. We're tied, so Michael has won, but he could also answer this question. Michael, do you happen to know the international postage stamp rate?
Of course I know this.
Of course you do.
I know this.
Okay, what is it?
It is $1.15.
$1.15 is correct. I'm going to give that point over there. We have
You know, he must do like
four.
Pen pals or something.
Something. $1.15.
$1.15, yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we have a winner.
Well, congratulations.
Michael gets a $20 gift certificate to Anderson Pens. Michael, I'll call you back as soon as the show is over so we can arrange for that gift certificate.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your play. He's saying thank you, Brian and Lisa, although I'm talking over him. All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
I bet he Googled that.
I can't believe I got another ink question wrong. Every month he gives me an ink question.
I count on that.
I'm just terrible with that. Okay. Ask me what year the Esterbrook Transitional came out with the three-rib jewel and the Esterbrook logo.
The three-rib jewel, is that the one that's removable or no?
Some days it's removable. The ones on my bench apparently are not, so.
Okay, anyway. There we go. All right, anyway. What else do we have?
I think that's it. Make sure to...
You're just still flustered about losing the ink question, aren't you?
Be sure to sign up for our mailing list, bottom of every page on the website, and we get a nice mailer go out on Tuesday and vintage on Friday.
Yes, so. And the vintage has really, really...
Some great stuff this week. Oh my goodness, can't believe what's coming out this Friday. It's going to be awesome.
You know, I'd like to share something personal. So Brian's workbench in our house is down in the basement, and in the front half of the basement, and then the second half is laundry and I don't even know what else is back there. And so I'll come down periodically while he's working on repairing pens, and he'll call me over. Oh, you gotta see this.
You don't care, do you?
And he hands me these beautiful pens that he has spent hours on. I mean, Brian's working 3-4 hours a night every night after work and on weekends to get all these vintage pens repaired. And I'll roll my eyes and I'll groan because I tend to turn my hand as I write. And so what is a perfect pen becomes wrong in my hand, but he just doesn't, like, you just never give up, honey. You just say, come and see this, and you've got quite an impressive set of trays this week.
I do.
A bunch of Esterbrooks.
Yeah, a lot of Esterbrooks, yep.
But yeah, so I come down, and he's all excited.
Scarce,
and
Esterbrooks too. Really
don't give him the response he's looking for.
Don't ever get that. So anyway, so sign up for the mailing list, and the vintage stuff comes out on Fridays, and it does go fast. There's only one of each piece, so if you open the, and we get this just about every week, somebody emails us at 6:30 p.m. or on Saturday and complains because there's nothing available. Because it's sold, so they sell pretty quick.
One-off, yep. And...
One and done. So, anyway.
And we also have a mailing list for our Chicago store.
Yep, which is completely something different. So.
Yes.
Anyway, so I think that's it. So, thanks so much for joining us. Make sure to tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other fun videos and other stuff.
And make sure to check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
That's very cool. That's helpful. Don't forget, we have a store in Chicago inside the Palmer House Hilton on the first floor. And we are open 7 days a week. So if you can only get there on the weekends, we are open.
Chicago.andersonpens.com.
And if you would do us this favor, give us a thumbs up, like this video, and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.